on KJN as we get rolling full steam here during the fall sports season. And here this morning, we'll be speaking with Atlantic Head Cross Country Coach Dan Vargason and with Atlantic Head Volleyball Coach Michelle Blake. Volleyball team preparing for their home tournament here today in Atlantic, as there'll be some good competition in town as the Trojans get set to take on a number of tough teams. They've got Trainer, Glenwood, St. Albert all on the slate here today. And for the cross country team, they're off to a good start, and they'll be back in action coming up on Tuesday at Clarinda. So we'll hear from both of those coaches. We'll start off talking some cross country with Coach Vargason after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Medical Center, all physicians are residency trained and board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice, and they're proud to care for Atlantic and the surrounding communities. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors in Southwest Iowa. Brown's Auto Body, offering vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. They have several to choose from. Call Dana Cooper at Brown's Auto Body in Atlantic, 243-4610. Capel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, grandparents, and if you can't find it, just ask one of their friendly, helpful sales staff. Capel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale.
Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we talk fall sports here for the Atlantic Trojans. And now speaking with head cross country coach Dan Vargason. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, it's off and running, I guess, exactly, is what the cross country season's all about, right? Got a couple of meets under your belt here, and so far I think teams performed pretty well.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, we like our early season. You know, the meets that we have set up, you know, Glenwood's always a highly competitive meet. You get to see some quality opponents there. Turn around and go to Dallas Center Grimes and see, you know, equally as good, if not better, opponents. So we really like to get the deck stacked early and compete. We always train a little bit heavy early on, and so it's kind of tough to go to Glenwood and get a good result. But, you know, the boys and girls both go fourth place, 94 points. That's, first of all, it's kind of bizarre. But, you know, on the girls' side, we knew fourth place on paper is probably where we were going to be. Harlan and Glenwood we knew would be tough. And then when Urbandale announced they were coming, you know, we looked at them and knew it would be an uphill battle to catch those teams this early, you know, especially with our girls' team only having a full week of practice when we went in the race. So we were happy with our overall performance. You know, we've got a lot of people who are just getting back into form, some people coming off of injuries. So, you know, as a team, I thought we did a good job competing, giving ourselves a chance to get that fourth place spot and set a mark. You know, boys, same thing. You know, it was huge to see Craig go out and get a win. You know, that was nice for him. Big smile crossing the finish line. I got to see a video. I'm never by the finish line. There's too many people there for me. Yeah. But, you know, he ran really well. Then the guys behind him did too. And, you know, we had one guy had a little bit of an off day, and the other guys caught up and picked up some slack. You know, and I was happy with our performance. You know, I was a little surprised with the final result. But Glenwood has some solid runners. Lewis Central's freshman, Icorn, you know, that's a big difference for them, adding a new number one who's that good. So, and then Urbandale, we don't care. You know, they're a 4A school. We're never going to see in a relevant meet situation. So we were definitely happy with that. And then go over to DCG. And the reason we go there is, you know, same reason Don Jenkins used to take teams to those types of events is understand how good the competition is. You know, see some other teams. We saw some of the best teams in the area, and DCG boys are ranked number one. They get second place at the meet. I mean, that tells you how deep that was. And then the girls' side, the DCG girls are ranked number two. So, you know, we saw, I think it was 7 ranked girls' teams and 5 ranked boys' teams. So our boys only got beat by either teams ranked or teams to watch. Girls, you know, basically same situation, minus Des Moines Christian, but they're a quality team. So it was a good little eye-opener, go see some good competition, and then get a little change of pace coming up this week.
Well, when you do that year in and year out, too, and you know you're going to face some of that good competition early on in the season, for some of the runners that have been around for you for a while, I'm sure that's even a little bit more of a measuring stick, as they know what they're kind of expecting to see and, hey, how well can I go out and perform against these elite runners?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you said it best, is we go to these meets so we can establish a program. You know, we don't want to have a good season here and there. We want the expectation to be success, you know, and we talked with our girls. I got 8th place at Dallas Center Grimes. You know, I don't know the last time our girls got 8th at a big meet, so, or meet under 12 teams. So, It was different for them, but they also understood how quality it was. But it also reminded them that, you know, we're going to continue to keep working. And, you know, we got to see where we stacked up, but we obviously have a lot of improvement that's going to be coming. Like I said, you know, sitting out the first week of practice with quarantining and stuff like that, and, you know, that takes a lot of time to come back from, and it's a long season, fortunately. We're not concerned. You know, Coach Hall and I, we're patient. Coach Becker, we're ready to just keep easing them in, keep them relaxed, and we'll get back into season form soon, and we'll be just fine.
Well, and you knew coming into the season you had a couple of very strong leaders at the top for both teams in Craig Allen Becker and Taylor McCready. Your assessment, obviously Craig Allen's proven it out there on what he's put the results, and Taylor's been right up there as well. Your thoughts on how well they're doing and how they're leading the team as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Craig's one of those kids where, you know, and Taylor's the same, but they don't want success for themselves. They want to take teams. You know, we've had good conversations about that. You know, and the boys team gels really well, and they have for years. You know, since Jalen Peterson, he bought in when I came in, and I got to give a lot of credit to the way our program is for him. You know, he was our senior leader, junior leader, and those guys, if they don't buy in, we're not where we're at. So they've just passed down the bond to each other, and they get along great. A lot of high-character kids, and there's a lot of humorous kids in there. You know, I just think of kids like Zane Berg, and he's got a beautiful little mustache going. So, you know, those guys get along really well, and our leaders do a great. You know, Ethan Williams is another kid up with Craig. They're both just good kids. They want everyone to be successful, and they're bought in. You know, girls' side, same thing. You know, I think this year we're starting to see a little bit more happiness for each other for their successes. You know, there have been some times where there's been a little resentment, animosity with some of the kids, which you get in high school, you know, activities, but the more of that there is, the less team success there is. And I think our girls have started to really decide, hey, let's come together. You know, instead of getting at it with each other, why don't we go beat up on some other teams? Mm-hmm. So I think our leadership is starting to step up and show itself, and I'm very excited as a coach to see that.
Well, and I guess that's probably something in cross country as a sport that's maybe a little bit difficult to foster, I suppose, because, you know, on one regard, it's you go out there and do your individual thing and perform as well as you can, but you want your team to be along with you as well. And then some of those girls are, you know, they're fighting for position as well. They want to be doing, you know, maybe second best on the team, or, you know, this get into that mix for a varsity spot. So that's always kind of that competition at the same time. So you got to balance that out, how you like each other and how you want to help each other.
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing we've talked about is, do we want to have individuals go to state here and there, or do we want to be able to go together? You know, people always say misery loves company. And if you've ever run a competitive 5K, that's pretty miserable at times. You know, we talked about this week, you know, that every runner that goes out and battles at some point in that race would rather be done, mm-hmm. you know, and you have to gut it out longer than somebody else. So when you can come together, you know, that's part of the value of pack running, why we have three boys and three girls running together this year. There's strength in numbers, and when they get along and push each other, not only do you train harder, but you feel just that feeling inside yourself that you want to compete for your teammates. You want to go to battle with them, and it doesn't let you quit or cut a corner, you know, and you can see that. And our sport is a family-based sport. You know, we come together, we practice boys, girls, everybody. That's how it has been. That's how it's going to continue to be. So I think that does help us with it being such an individual sport, you know, to take it over to a team sport.
Yeah, and you've got opportunities to continue going and proving that out here very soon. You turn around and go compete at Clarinda coming up here on Tuesday. Your thoughts and outlook there on that competition?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a very different meet. You know, the first two meets we went to had a lot of highly ranked individuals, highly ranked teams. But, you know, anytime we go to a meet, there's always quality opponents. You know, we want to go in. Obviously, we have our sights set on, you know, putting down very good performance there. You know, last year, boys and girls both won. You know, obviously, that's our mindset. But, you know, you don't just get to show up to a meet and you know, get good scores because you want it. You know, we worked hard this week in practice. We were hungry. We're not going to take any competition for granted. So I think our kids will come out. You know, we know that Shenandoah, Clarinda, Red Oak, those types of teams, you know, they always want to, you know, close ground on you. You know, the Clarinda girls are going to continue to grow. Shenandoah girls have had a history of being at state. And Red Oak's got some good runners as well. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of kids looking to go. And there's a lot of teams from out of state that we don't know a ton about. So, you know, like I said, though, our goal is to go out and have a nice showing here on Tuesday.
Obviously, you just want to keep that improvement going from week to week and building as the season moves along. You know, your results, obviously kids are going to pay attention to a little bit of that and how some other teams are doing, I'm sure, as well. But is it maybe a little bit easier earlier on in the season to kind of keep them away from thinking about that kind of stuff, or how do you handle that?
You know, I think this year it's actually been harder. You know, I think they took so much time off from competition that, you know, we're thinking about other people. And, you know, again, it goes back to with our girls being quarantined, their times aren't where they want them to be. You know, when they're comparing Glenwood from last year to this year, and same thing with DCG, a lot of them are like, man, I'm not where I was. Well, yeah, you missed, you know, quite a bit of training. And, you know, we've had some kids who battled some pretty big injuries and had to rest. So, you know, those things take time. And, you know, I'm really not big on rankings. I think they're silly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one or two guys get to throw down a list and suddenly we have to care about it. And, you know, the other side is what does it matter if you're ranked on the individual side? It doesn't get you anything. The team side, the only reason that matters is districts. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the only ones for those that are going to matter are the ones that come out the week before districts in October. So right now our focus is just don't worry about anybody else. Do your job. Stay patient. And the biggest thing that we've been pushing with our kids, you know, this is what they hear before every race. They're going to get sick of it really quick, is if this is your last meet, if you gave all your effort or not, are you happy with it? You know, because with COVID, we don't know what each day is going to bring. So our mentality has just been, if this is it, would you be content with the effort you gave? You know, we do the same thing in practice. And they realize they don't have to be at cross country. They get to be. I think their mind shift has really changed the last few weeks. So it's awesome to see that.
Yeah, appreciate things a little bit more.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even running a 5K.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we appreciate you talking about how the team's been doing here. And we wish you the best of luck here this coming week.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Atlantic Head Cross Country Coach Dan Vargason. Back with more on our coaches show in just a moment here on KJN. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in downtown Atlantic today. Perry's Window Service in Atlantic is your professional window cleaning service for commercial and residential windows. They've been serving Southwest Iowa since 1970. Give Perry's Window Service a call at 712-243-2440. Second Street Auto, they're your local Hercules tire dealer and transmission specialist, and they're here for all of your automotive needs. Second Street Auto on the west end of Second Street in Atlantic. Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we talk fall sports here for Atlantic, and now being joined by head volleyball coach Michelle Blake. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today, Chris.
Well, Coach, off to a pretty good start here to the season. You opened up strong at the AHSTW tournament before we talked right before you're getting started last weekend, and then you got a chance to compete with some tough competition at Adele then on Thursday night, now getting ready for your home tournament here on Saturday. How you feeling here after week number one of play?
Yeah, we felt really good leaving on Saturday from Avoca. We really just kind of came out and we dictated the tempo of the game and just really kind of found our rhythm. It was a little bit tough the last two games. You know, when you're playing teams that are kind of doing a lot of scrapping and aren't necessarily as solid of teams, it's kind of hard for you to get in system. So we had to scramble a lot in our TJ and Essex game, but the Riverside game was a really good, solid game. We really came out and competed. We served aggressively in all three games. We hit well, passed well. We were definitely firing on all cylinders last week. So I couldn't have been more pleased leaving Saturday. And then we had a few practices and jumped into some real steep competition Thursday. We came away 2-3 on the night. We definitely learned a lot about ourselves as a team and what we're going to look to do and some things that we need to change, and really just getting us prepped and ready for conference play here coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and it looks like here on Thursday night you had a couple of 2-0 wins then over Woodward Granger ADM, and then the 0-2 losses to Norwalk, Gilbert, and Nevada. I guess it's all been one way or the other here for you so far. It hasn't been any match that's gotten an extra set in there for you yet. Is that just kind of how the game matches have played out, or how has it gone, I guess, in the ones that you have lost? Have you been competitive in them?
Definitely the two games that we won, the Woodward Ranger game and ADM, we just kind of came out and took control from the get-go. And so neither of those games I never really thought they would go to three sets. I knew that we were going to finish both sets and come away with 2-0 wins. So the other three games, obviously, you know, when you lose that first set, that's something that you push for, is to push that third set. We were definitely competitive in all three. Those three teams are ones that I always look forward to playing because I know they're going to prepare us for conference play and postseason play. So Gilbert and Norwalk and Nevada are all really, really solid teams in 3A, 4A that I always look forward to playing. They're very simple, similar to, you know, Red Oak, and kind of bring similar things. So we definitely came out and competed. I would say all three teams were just more consistent in all aspects of the game over the entire set. You know, we had really good moments here and there, but we could never just sustain a run long enough to kind of gain momentum. And I think that was probably the biggest difference maker in all three of those games.
Well, you get to ready for some more good competition and I guess some more familiar competition here with some area teams coming to town here for your tournament on Saturday. I guess, what are you looking to turn around for your team? What are you looking to improve here this weekend?
Yeah, Thursday we really just talked about adversity. And, you know, when you kind of have a down night, there's one of two ways that you can respond. You know, you can kind of just crumble and let things continue to be woe is me and just kind of make excuses, or we can go the other way and we can use it, we can learn from it and use it as fuel. And that's my goal from Thursday to Saturday, is just using what we learned at ADM and using it to be better on Saturday. Obviously, we have two conference foes that we'll see on Saturday. Both St. Albert and Glenwood are both solid teams this year. I want to come out and I want to compete against them and put the seed in their brain that they can't overlook us when we see them, you know, in conference play. So that's something for those two games that I for sure want to make sure that we accomplish. And honestly, I mean, I think that we can come away really successful on Saturday. Trainer, Underwood, Winterset, none of them are going to be pushovers either. So we're really going to have to push through the mental and physical tiredness of the week and playing five games in a day and just push through and really compete.
Yeah, and you talk about continuing to test yourself. Yeah, you certainly get to do that. Both St. Albert and Glenwood, as you mentioned, are really well thought of and have played really well here so far this season. I guess that's kind of something that maybe will be a little bit unique of a measuring stick for you as well, the way the schedule sets up. As you mentioned, you get a chance to play them not too far after that down the road in the conference schedule. So it'll be good maybe to see, you know, how we do this weekend and then how you compare the next time around, you get another shot at them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, seeing them in a tournament where it's a 2-out-of-3, you know, style format, you know, and then transferring over to that 3-out-of-5, you know, it's a little bit longer sustained game. But, you know, yeah, we just really look forward to how we're going to compete against some solid teams. And, you know, we're just a lot different team from last year. We have a lot different dynamic. And so looking to see the kind of damage that we're going to do and just our capability is just really exciting.
Well, and just the fact that you've been able to put – that number of W's up on the board here so far has to be confidence building for your team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've talked to a couple other coaches, you know, in our district that are coaching other sports. And, you know, the theme kind of the last couple of years is that we just haven't passed very well, you know. So that's kind of the first thing that people think, you know, when we've lost games is, oh, you must not have passed very well. And that's not really true. You know, our three losses at ADM on Thursday night, the passing wasn't our issue. You know, we're making mistakes. Our ball, you know, we're hitting balls out of bounds and just making little mistakes here and there, but our passing has stayed solid through the whole thing. So I'm super pleased with that. I hope we continue to roll with that and just continue to improve our passing.
What's the setup for Saturday look like then?
Yeah, so Saturday is very similar to, it's almost the exact same as what Thursday night was. There are six teams, including us. So we play three courts. We'll start at 9 o'clock. We'll play three straight games, and then we take about a half hour lunch break, and then we'll finish up the last two. So we pretty much play just about five straight games on Saturday. So we'll open the day with Trainer at 9 o'clock. We're at the high school for all five matches. So hopefully, you know, with this being the first home game, people can come out and support the girls. You know, the nice thing with our gym is big enough, so we're not having to limit spectators. We're not having to limit, you know, the amount of people that are coming in like some schools have had to. And so we're really looking forward to that. Obviously, You know, there's some things that have changed as far as, you know, keeping things sanitary and just, you know, keeping social distance in the bleachers. But otherwise, just the fact that we don't have to limit the amount of people that can come and say, you know, each kid can only bring three people, you know, that's something that, you know, I really like when we're at home. We don't have to say, nope, sorry, you can't come.
Yeah, that's great. And I know that the staff there has done a good job of getting the gym ready. Things are marked off so people know exactly how to conduct themselves when they're there, and hope they can come out and enjoy some good volleyball. Coach, we appreciate you talking about your squad and wish you the best of luck here this week.
All righty. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Atlantic Volleyball Coach Michelle Blake. Back with more on our coaches show in just a moment here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Southwest Iowa Tiling in Griswold has all the equipment to install, service, and maintain your septic and sewer. They have a rotor, router, jetter, and camera to inspect and clean all sewer lines, plus a pumper trucker. Call Drew at Southwest Iowa Tiling, 712-789-0251. Present Company in Audubon for all of your unique home decorations and more. They have jewelry, fragrances, body lotions, candles, handbags, and an assortment of wines. Stop into the Present Company, located at 317 Broadway Street in Audubon.
Thanks for joining us here for our Saturday morning coaches show on KJN. We want to thank Atlantic head volleyball coach Michelle Blake for her time today. Wish the Trojans the best of luck at their home tournament here on this Saturday. And also thanks to Atlantic head cross country coach Dan Vargason. Appreciate his time and wish the team luck as they get back into action on Tuesday at Clarinda. That's a look at our Saturday morning coaches show this morning. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.